Hey, any day can be Tuesday if you really want it to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's a saying for the books, guys. And with that, I think we can start our podcast.
When will it start in the middle of that? I don't know, but it'll start somewhere funny.
What are we doing today?
Well, I thought it'd probably be nice to just start with what's new, what's been going on.
Okay.
So, what's been new in your life?
I've been having a mental crisis. Thank you for asking. Man, I was really hoping that I have like a couple more weeks before like my first. Okay, so for reference sake, I've been having like these since the beginning of, I want to say 18. Like, was that the first year? I think I don't really didn't know. I didn't have perspective on my mood swings until 18, and it was like a good couple of days. My birthday hit, and I was just like depressed for months. And I was like, "What is this?" And it was like the first time I could put like a timeline to it. And yeah, I've just been waiting. Like I was due for my depressed cycle. I was due for it,
Oh
but I
no.
was hoping I'd have like another month, you know? I was hoping I have another month, but I'm in high spirits
Oh,
because it
that's
wasn't like a
good.
back-to-back cycle. We're in high spirits, guys. We're gonna power through this bad boy.
Yeah, I believe.
So we're okay, but we're just relatively okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is, you know, fair.
Yeah, and that's all that you can do sometimes. A while back, I did a mood tracker for like 2 years or something straight every day of just rating my day out of five for every single day. And then I just converted that to numbers. So five was green and zero was red, and just it's the gradient. And I visualized it all. And that was how I realized that, yeah, seasonal depression is a thing. Like, this is so obvious. Looking at it on a graph. And I never even thought of that before. So I'm
You
very
put it
much
in.
in the moment kind of person with that. How I'm feeling now is how I feel like I will always feel. And sometimes that's good or bad, you know?
Oh my gosh. For the girls that are always depressed, hashtag me, some of y'all would never know, but for the girls who are always depressed, that's a bad way of judging your day.
Yeah. So like
No,
over the
I.
summer I'll be thinking everything's amazing and this will never end. And then over the winter I'll be like everything's terrible and this will never end. And then just repeat it over and over.
At least, I don't know. For me, winter months are great because I can just curl up into a ball and I sleep so great when there's like, it's cold. I just have my window open when it's wintertime because it's not that bad over here in Florida. So I'm just like curled up in a ball. I don't want to get out of bed and everything's fine. Summer is when it gets hot and you can only take off so many clothes, you know?
Yeah, luckily I don't really have that problem so much because here, like a warm day in right around now would be like 50 and I'd be in a t-shirt and 50 would be exciting.
Crazy. Carry on. We approve.
Yeah, I mean, under about 40, I kind of feel like I need a jacket. If it's 30 or below, then I'm definitely picking up a coat. I only say these things because I know that it just blows your mind every time.
Yes, because like, what do you mean? 44 degrees, winter coat. 44 degrees,
44
okay?
degrees, that's not that bad. I would go out to the park, play some disc golf.
The park and do what? Do what?
Oh man, I don't have them with me. I just have pictures.
Disc golf?
Yeah,
What?
that's my what's new. This is
You're gonna have to explain this game to me.
okay, so you know golf?
Yes.
Imagine you're doing that with frisbee things, but they're
Huh?
like specially engineered frisbee things that are specifically designed to throw as far as possible.
So
And
you
it's
don't hit it.
you do there's a basket that you try to get the disc in, and it's like 300 feet away. And if you're really good, you can do that in two throws. But I dyed some discs. You won't be able to see this on the podcast, but I
Oh,
tie
that's
dyed a
cute.
design on
That's
one,
cute.
actually on two, but that was the good one. And that's been my fun new little thing. I finally had some disc dyeing go well. Arts and crafts.
I approve this message. Okay, I feel like in order for our goals to be completed, we should have some accountability towards them. So, how was your week in terms of your goals for this year?
Ooh, pretty all right. I won't say it's like a massive success, but I think my main goals being more artistic and like being more I forgot the words that I used last time, but like being more pumped up for this year ahead, I think.
Yeah,
overall,
for future
things are
plans
pretty
and
good.
everything else.
Yeah,
yeah,
future plans. I'm going to talk a lot about future plans later on in my topic. But for the art thing, I missed one day out of the last week, but I didn't really miss it because I had like a day, an extra day. So I count it as not really missing a day.
So you pre-planned your missing, so you didn't actually miss a day. Okay,
so now
that,
I just
that
need to do
fair.
Two drawings today, and then I'll be back. I've already done one. But how
Congratulations!
About you?
You finished the first week, almost. First
Thank
week
you.
Of the year. My goals, let's see. So it's being more uncomfortable and being healthy. The healthy one, your girl dropped the ball twice already.
Aww.
I had Wendy's and Taco Bell, and
being
neither
mentally healthy.
I just concaved on Sunday. I forgot all about my goals. I just concaved on Sunday at like 2 a.m. in the morning, which in my defense, I was very hungry and there was just no food that was readily available for me to stuff in my face. So I just caved on there. And then like today I was having a bad week. Like I said, it was just not a great mental health week for me, but I only did it today. So I'm quite proud that I didn't like, cause food's my go-to, what's the word I'm looking for? Crutch, maybe?
Yeah.
My go-to crutch for when I'm feeling like any sort of way. Like instead of doubling into my emotions, I double into something to eat.
Yeah.
So I was actually pretty proud of myself in that I had like a good friend at work and I was very much just vocalizing to her like what I was feeling in the moment. I felt like I was oversharing and I felt kind of bad. I apologized at least 3 times. But but I got it out there and I didn't, you know, I concaved. Oh, I had 3. I guess I had fries today too. We can count it all as one because it came in one day. but
leftovers are healthy.
I did go on a couple of walks this week. I was like proactively thinking about making the best decisions in terms of health and in terms of like exercise. I just didn't execute very well. So I would say that it was maybe like a 60% week.
Hey, that's really good because you need somewhere to start. And 60%, that's over half. Like,
yep, 60% week.
It's all about being more healthy and not about like turning around tomorrow. You're going to be just the paragon of perfection.
Isn't it like 21 days to create or break a habit?
Yeah, people say that. I'm not convinced.
You're not convinced? Tell me more.
Like, or maybe I'm just really bad at forming habits. I don't know. I feel like
I don't know.
I need like a spreadsheet to really get a habit going.
You need a spreadsheet to get a habit going? You're so cute. I don't know. I feel like it could have just been like a mental thing for me. Like I stopped the habit of biting my nails in 21 days. Like someone told me 21 days and I was like, okay. And it wasn't like an immediate fix all. Mm-hmm. It was more like I didn't have the urge to do it after 21 days, but like I would still do it. And I would just like, you know, hold my hand or do whatever to stop it in the moment of it happening. But I think I like got out of the compulsive need to do it in like that couple of weeks there.
Yeah,
I don't know. It could also just be a mental thing, you know, like the when they give you like a sugar pill and I like, oh, this is a pill to make you feel healthier. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not super susceptible to that kind of placebo because I'm just a natural overthinker.
And so we love that for you.
It doesn't matter if it works or not. I'm going to overthink it.
See, but for me, like I also do a lot of overthinking, but like if I overthink into it enough, I'm just like, okay, I can tell you the reasons why this actually wouldn't work, but I can also tell you the reasons why it would help in the overall theme of things. So that like kind of is where my brain goes with that. But yeah.
You want to believe.
I'm not even that I want to believe, but that I know that there are factors that are into play that could cause this to become a real thing if I put enough effort and things into it. Like it's not just 21 days. It's having the mentality to like work towards that goal even after 21 days. Cause it wasn't like a 21 days and then I stop and I'm a fix all. It was more like 21 days to get this habit rolling and then like executing it afterwards consistently.
Right. Fueling the habit that you're working on.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was health. And then being uncomfortable. I did a song this week.
I know.
So honestly, I think I hit my goals on that one 100% all the way. I don't know how batting references go, but it was like out of this park, guys.
Yeah. If you're listening to this and you haven't heard our Dragonfly Raptor song yet, go find it somewhere. It's no more. It's no the more. Second song from that album that we started forever ago that we finished now.
If we keep this up, there's like how many songs on the track list?
We'll be done in like 20 years.
Shh. Stop your nonsense. So we should talk about this because you definitely were you're just so mean.
I'm sorry.
You're so mean to me. And I was like, I'm not taking this sitting down. So oh my gosh, I'm sticking all over my nose. I was like, I'm not taking this sitting down. I got so heated when you were like, yeah, you're never going to produce this. So I was like, I'm going to do it in an hour.
Part of that is me thinking like, is this the way to motivate you? Is pressing your buttons the thing
rage
that works?
Rage and I think is so it might helpful. Be. Rage is. I yeah. don't know if like it was a mutual like, but like the first time I think I had a crush on somebody was when they like enraged me so much. I was like, I'm going to fist fight you. And they were just like, no, you're not. And I was like, I'm fitting to do it. And yeah, that rage turned into like another emotion. I'm just like, what is happening here? But that's a story for another day.
Rage is a great encouragement for me.
Which you wouldn't think because my personality is pretty chill, I think, most of the time. And then it's just like left field, like, oh, you can't tell me what to do.
Yeah, you've got your Bruce Banner and your Hulk and you separate them, but oh boy.
Yeah, when they cross fields. RIP to anybody out there.
Yeah, I mean, considering like the lyrics that you tend to write, I don't really have any input into the lyrics because I have no interest in that part of music. But the kind of lyrics that you write definitely makes me think there's a lot going on in that head. And not all of it is like perfectly like friendly.
I'm so happy. Oh my goodness. Like when I started writing lyrics, it's been well over a decade. Wow. It was definitely like I wanted to make a good song. And then I don't remember who I listened to. I know that 21 Pilots was one of them, but like there's a lot of people that were just like, I don't create music for other people. I create it to get words out and to explain myself in the best way possible. And I'm going to keep referencing him because RM is just, his latest album was ingenious. He also like said the same thing, you know, like that, but in his saying, it was more that like I have things to say, but I don't have the experience to say them, which is why I have to live life in order to say them better. And honestly, I think that's where I'm at right now, where that came out, like where I have things to say. And honestly, like the feelings that I had when I was younger, like they're still there in some ways, shape, fashions, and forms. Like they've grown, they've dissipated, they've like changed and all that stuff. But I think I have more experience to actually portray them in the way that I want to put them out there. You know,
your skill set has grown.
That too.
You've got the tools. You've got the message. You've got the tools. Now you're working on building the platform.
Yeah. So I'm very excited about our next one. Next one coming out is Fade because you are bullying me and I am not going to take it sitting down. Thank you. I was going to record that on Wednesday, but then I just had like a really bad day. So next one coming out is Fade. No, don't pity me. You better keep on my ass like you have been.
Okay. That's the deal. The reason why I haven't just bounced Fade already and put it out with the vocals that there are is literally because I think that I could do better. I really think that the guitar part is just a hair under the quality level that I have now. And the saxophone solo is all right, but it's just, I feel like everything on that recording from my end is like 60 to 70% of the way there. And there's a good song there. It's just not performed the way that I can now.
Same here, except for I think that, so I think with that song, there's a lot that has, because the words in and of themselves, I think kind of do exactly what I want them to do in that song. But I think that layers and effects to it, like vocally or otherwise, are what is missing right now, because there's just an emotion, like literally the name of the song is Fade. And like, I want to portray that in singing, because I think it would just make everything, I don't even know how to describe it. I think it would make everything easier for you to soak in, because the lyrics in and of themselves, if you're just like reading it, I feel like it it would speak to you. But like, that's the beauty of music, is that when you combine words with music and vocals, it's just like has this perfect melding, and it's coming together in my brain in a way that I feel like if I just like had another chance at it, it would be able to be heard in the same way that I'm thinking it, you know?
Yeah, and I think you're definitely gonna have that chance, because I do not feel like I have the time.
I'm sorry to say this, but I'm happy for this.
Yeah, I feel like I don't have the mindset right now. And when I do have the mindset to knock it out of the park, I will. But right now, I feel like I need to marinate on that song a little bit, listen to it a few more times.
Yeah. And whenever you finish doing that, like, I will hop on that track, because, you know, like little things are also important when it comes to like vocals and music together. Like, I feel
you gotta lock in and
So
you're more of a, I listen to the backing track and follow it, rather than a, I do my own thing and the accompanist has to follow me kind of musician.
Yeah, no, I can't. It's not, I'm just not genetically composed that way. I'm sorry. I want to be, I do. I like, so when I write music, so if whenever we do it in the opposite way, like, cause normally you're the one that produces the music before I produce the writing for it. But whenever we do it in the opposite way, when I produce the music and you do the writing for it, like, I give you free rein to do whatever you want to do. Cause I already know in my head how it's supposed to sound. And I'm not basing it off of like things that I've already heard kind of things. Like with the beat of my heart, whatever you want to do, I'm down with. Like, it wasn't at all
ideas.
How I mentally pictured it. But when you came out, I was like, yeah, no, this is, I got this.
Yeah, that's so, also on my to-do list, which is great, because I'm also feeling a little bit uninspired creatively right now. And I definitely need the collaboration element to keep me going.
Yep, yep. Which is, you know, great. You have my back, I have yours.
Yeah, thank you for that. So what's your topic for this episode? Because I haven't explained this yet for everyone listening, but we're each going to bring a bigger topic to talk about for the next 15, 20 minutes-ish, and hopefully get some good discussion going.
Okay. So I have like a multi-faceted note card with my topic on it.
Yeah.
Am I going first?
Yeah, I think you're going first.
Okay. So the question is, do you think that due to the internet and sites like Instagram, where we all have our own media coverage, essentially, that more people feel like they're failing when they try something new or to change?
Yeah, I think that tracks. I think the internet compels you to turn yourself into a larger than life persona version of yourself. And eventually you just, it feels like everyone is in on crafting their own image in a way that I don't think has been so prevalent before the internet.
Okay. So when I was thinking about the question, it was because like, I like the internet for that aspect of it in some ways. Like, I like that I can like take a look into other people's process when they're doing things. I like that I can take a look into their journey while they're doing things. But I also feel like it's simultaneously like, you know, people are on the internet, they're always out there hating and everything else, where they're just like, yeah, you're not doing this the best way I've seen it. You did a good job, but it could have been better. Those are comments that I always have. Yeah. And for me, like, I just take the acknowledgement of it. I'm like, you listened to my stuff and you thought it was okay? Thanks. Uh-huh. But for other people, especially when you're very new to it, and it's like you're, because if you've been on the internet's been around long enough that you've already existed on it before you even like attempt to do something on it, you know, like it's not like for me, where the internet was a brand new thing when I started doing YouTube channels and channels, oh my gosh, and like recording videos. It was like a new experience for everything. So like, I couldn't fail because I didn't know what I was doing. And that gives you like it gives you a sort of tenacity, and it gives you a sort of like protection essentially from like all these things, like, because you already know that you're going at this sideways and you don't know what you're doing. Now there are a lot no one knew what they were doing. Yeah. Now there are a lot of how-to videos and like things and ways for you to practice and do things before you even start publishing yourself out there. Mm-hmm. In terms of videos, and also in terms of like blogs and other things, like, you have more things there to be bounced off of, essentially. So mm-hmm. newbies are new, but not all of them are new. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's all about building your audience and perfecting your craft and growing your influence. And a lot of people are taking that up as a hobby, which is amazing. But also, I think it's important to realize that you've got to have a life outside of that. And since 2020, I don't think a lot of people have. I know for me, I've definitely had to rein it back quite a bit.
Yeah, no, like, I'm going to keep referencing this, but like, literally, like, you have to live before you can create mm-hmm. something is a big statement. And I think that for a lot of people, like, 2020 was their, like, I've lived, I have nothing else to do, let me create something. Mm-hmm. And that was a great, thing for, like, the internet. Like, there's a lot of things that didn't exist pre-2020 that now exist, and it's like, I could never do without this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Simultaneously, a lot of people are also like, people are making it and I don't want to go back to doing what I was doing before, so let me just do this. And it's not like, not necessarily a bad thing that they don't have like a lot of experience to put back into it, but like, it's also becoming like a more quote-unquote saturated thing. Yeah. A lot of people are just doing.
Tell me if this relates to what you're thinking, but have you noticed how at some point in the mid 2010s, every Taylor Swift song stopped being about her life and started being about how people talk about her? And I think a lot of the social internet has gone the same way, where the internet is shifting from people's lives to talking about what's going on the internet.
Yeah, which is weird, but also, I suppose, a reasonable way for it to go in some ways, because like, it's become a big enough thing where you can talk about what's happening on the internet. You know what I'm saying? But also, I don't know, like, for me, I find most fascinating about the internet, like, being able to take a glimpse of someone's life, and that you can use it to catalog for your own self these things, and other people can join you on that journey. And I think if it's strictly used for that purpose, because it's not going to be, obviously, but if you do strictly use it for that purpose, which is what I want to use it for, it can be like a great tool, utility, to see your, to visualize what's happening as you go. Because I don't really care about the social aspect of media. I do care about the recording aspect of it. And I kind of just want to use it to log my journey and kind of put it out there for anybody who cares to see what's happening in terms of just like, you know, little things, you know, like artwork and writing and all these other things. And I find it's kind of freeing that the internet can be a place where you can do things, like for me, writing, and nobody knows who you are, you know, and you can say what you want to say and do what you want to do. And it's cool. Simultaneously, obviously, there's a bad side to that where people say what they want to say and do what they want to do in like terrible ways. But yeah. Anyhow, that's my topic.
That's actually really good timing, because I just got the pop-up saying that we have 10 minutes left, which is, look, I'm not going to say this is going to be our last time recording on Zoom, but I think it might be our last time recording on Zoom. But, and I also want to leave this in the feed, because I think it also hits on the topic of things that have changed and the way the internet has changed since 2020. Mm. And just imagine what the world was like before the pandemic when it comes to video conferencing, just video calls with friends. Mm. We've done a lot of those over the years, and it's definitely changed.
Right. Yeah, I will say it's true. And it's also becoming more, in terms, I guess in some terms, user-friendly in that way. Like, the force of change is making it easier for people to use these platforms, you know? We have more choices.
Easier for beginners and harder for professionals. I don't know if you've noticed that, but it feels like the internet is trying so hard to dumb it down to the point where anyone can use it, and it's losing some of the usefulness. But that's a different topic. Maybe I'll bring that up later. But really, I just wanted to talk about what it's been like to transfer to a new college.
Do tell.
That's the thing I did.
Do tell. How was the first day? How was the first week?
Oh, boy. So I'm not going to go into too much detail, because this is the internet. But Oh boy, they were not prepared for the number of people who showed up for orientation. And that was kind of fun. It was very interesting for me because I was able to sort of stress test this organization and see how do they really handle just the simplest, most normal problems. Like, oh, we have too many people here and we have to move to a different room. Okay, we got that figured out. I was able to watch how change of plans information disseminated through the group. And I know nobody else at orientation is thinking about these things, but I had just went to a college where I, by the time I was done there, I realized that the upper administration levels were just completely dysfunctional. And I think one of the big problems with that university was everybody was out to get everyone else, like on the professor and administration level. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a lot of career politics going on there. So I was very interested to see what this new place was going to be like. What were their policies like? What is their day-to-day? What's day-to-day operations like? And I have to say the vibes are amazing so far.
I love that for you.
Yeah, like
I love that
little things. Like you can use your student ID to pay for food instead of just like, oh yeah, we'll check to make sure you have a meal plan with your student ID. No, these guys are like, your student ID is a debit card, basically. And it's amazing. We got our student IDs the day of too. So it wasn't a ridiculous drawn out process.
That's good. You wouldn't believe, like, I mean, you know, because you've experienced it, but like a lot of people just don't understand like how hard it is to do basic things in some cases when upper administration and when people that are in charge don't know what they're doing or can't do it well. It makes.
Yeah. It's the interaction of different levels that can create so many different problems.
Yeah, no. And interpersonal relationships and intercommunication is important, like really important for a seamless, like, for a seamless thing to continue and also for like little hiccups to go over well. Like, you know, like if you got the broad thing, if you have the broad idea of things covered, but you can't handle when one little cog in the machine like slips, it's chaotic. Like it what's the word I'm looking for when it tumbles?
It'll snowball.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
It'll just snowball. And
it can snowball rapidly.
Another thing that I noticed, though, I'm sure this is normal everywhere, but just blew my mind, was you get your schedule at this meeting, right? Mm-hmm. With your advisor. So last thing that happens at orientation, go in, talk with an advisor, because I'm a transfer student. I was bringing a lot of credits in and I had to explain that there are some credits because the college board, my AP credits didn't get transferred from my old school. So I have to go through them to get my AP scores to the new school so that I don't have to take math and English again.
Oh.
But we went through that whole thing and talked everything through. And then at the end, she was just like, cool. Here are the classes and the requirements that you need to fill this semester. Take this laptop, go over to another room, register for everything, pick your own schedule, and that's it. And I just loved that.
Oh, that's so flawless. We love the seamless transition.
Like, I was worried a lot about, am I going to be able to keep doing the show choir gig that I do? Am I going to have time to do other things?
Yeah.
And maybe not make a hour long one-way drive every single day of the week.
Yeah.
And I was so happy that I was able to schedule myself and schedule myself for just 2 days a week.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, Tuesday, Thursday. And then the rest of it, I'll be doing it online. So I was very happy about that. But I think it really speaks to differences in how organizations work.
Yeah.
And the difference between we are too busy fighting amongst ourselves to get anything done and we're going to work on helping you get whatever you need. And
yeah,
those are very different environments to be in. Hopefully I'll say this optimistic, but if not, you'll hear about it.
I'm so happy your first week went so well.
Yeah. Thank you. Classes start for real on Monday.
Ooh, There you go. Girl, Tuesday, right?
Nope.
Monday.
I got
Oh
online
yeah,
stuff on
online
Monday.
classes. Ugh.
Yeah. But I'm glad because my
A
old
moment of
school,
silence.
they would start classes on Tuesday, so there'd be nothing happening on Monday. And that just made the first week basically lopsided and weird.
You'll be fine. Don't worry. If it's a bad week, you have next Monday off. Monday after next. Monday after next? Next Monday.
Yeah,
Monday after next.
I haven't looked at the calendar. I really
I think it's
should.
like Martin Luther King Day on the next
Yeah,
Monday after
that always
next.
comes up pretty quickly.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. I'm always dying the first couple of weeks of college.
Yeah, I'm sure that that's exactly why they made that a holiday, like specifically to
For
make
the college
students' lives
students,
better. Yeah.
I approve this message. Not for all the history behind it. No. For college students, yes.
Yeah, kind of funny. I'm going to be driving on Martin Luther King Jr. Street to get to the school in the first place, but
There
I'm
you
not going
go.
to do it on Monday.
Ah, so sad, so sad.
Maybe I'll go just to get coffee, drive on his street on his day.
There you go. Oh man. All right.
Yeah, I think my topic is basically just that things went amazingly. I didn't feel hounded. I didn't feel like I had to prove myself or anything. I just was there, and if things change, you'll hear about it.
Nice.
Hopefully, this is a part one of a good series, you know?
Hopefully so. But you know what? We'll be here. Through the
We
good
will
and the
be.
bad, we'll be here.
Of course. And hopefully, I'll have more exciting, fun things to say whenever we do this again. I don't know if it's going to be weekly or monthly or whatever, but we'll figure it out.
I'm hoping for like more of a weekly thing, but
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what? Schedules be happening. So whatever happens, happens.
Well, I'll get this out as soon as I'm done editing. I think I'm just going to do that. And then we'll record as soon as we can next. We've
All
got
right.
seconds counting down on the timer, but I kind of want to go as close to the last second as I can. Thanks for everyone who's listening.
Yeah, appreciate you, my two friends.
Yeah. Thanks to Danae for humoring my hilarious idea of doing another podcast.
Thank you for introducing the topic again, because I really did want to. I think I'm going to try and do one of my own, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, if you need a guest, let me know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's the end of the meeting coming up, so see
All
y'all
right,
next week.
sayonara.
Bye.